Financial literacy is the understanding of financial components and skills such as budgeting, investing, borrowing, taxation, and personal financial management. This is the first in a series looking at financial literacy presented by CFMWS. Joining me is Tricia French, a CISIP financial counselor based in Edmonton.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
So, Tricia, how many times have you heard this? Budgets don't work. They don't work for me, and I don't care what you do. It just doesn't work. What do you say to people that say that to you?
Oh, I hear that all the time. Budgets can have a bad reputation. Budget rhymes with diet. And just like a diet, it sounds like it's going to tell you all those things you can't have or can't do. It's actually the opposite. Budgets aren't to restrict, but to allow. Budgets don't control you. You control the budget. They can reduce your stress level. They give you control and awareness of where your money goes. They can give you freedom, and they can be as detailed as you like. And making a budget has four basic steps to it. First, set goals. That means know what you want. Your goals become the motivation to actually create and stick with the budget. So ask yourself what you want. I want to pay off my credit card in 1 year. Or I want to save $2,500 to attend my friend's destination wedding. Or you have a bunch of goals, and they can all be something you're chasing at once. The second step is you got to track your expenses. That's called cash flow. It's looking at what money came in and what money went out. So you can do it by saying, today I'm going to start writing down everything I spend, and do that for a period of, you know, a month to 3 months, and then total up the spending by category to get good averages. Or you can do what I like better, which is backtracking. It means going back and looking at the last 3 to 6 months of your bank statement, line of credit statement, and pulling the categories out. That's going to give you accurate averages. Interestingly, tracking your spending has the power to change how you spend your money forever, because now you can see it. The third step is, once you've seen the numbers, it's now time to look for the shock and awe. The shock is when you see spending that's higher than you realized it was. We probably all have a category that would surprise us. The awe is, aw, none of the things I spent money on were working towards my goals. So now if you have a goal to take a vacation and you see that you didn't put any money aside for it, that's an awe. And finally, the last step is take those numbers, the ones you're comfortable with and the ones you've made changes to, and that's how you build the budget. It's more accurate, and it's going to take into account your goals.
What's the biggest problem that you see with people that face making a budget?
I think there's a couple, but I think the biggest one is just getting started. While there can be a bit of work going through the steps, it's worth the investment. The second one that kind of relates to it is if you're in a relationship, it might be challenging to get your partner on board. So it's really important that you share with your partner the why it's important to you to create a budget and what you hope to gain from doing a budget. It's not about blame or finding fault. It's about getting on a financial path that's positive for both of you. It can really open the lines of communication, actually. Two people watching the budget together is better than one.
Now, Tricia, not everyone's going to be that keen to share their financial position with a stranger or problems with someone they don't really know. What do you say to those people? How do you help them through that dilemma?
Well, first, to completely understand. The financial counselors at CISIP are very professional. I think some people are worried that they'll be judged for mistakes they feel they've made, or the way they spend their money, or what they don't know about money or money management. That's just not the case. Everyone has to start somewhere. And I, like the other financial counselors, will meet you where you are, and we can work together from there. Don't be intimidated. Don't be worried. There won't be judgment. Just help.
What types of tools are out there to help people with their budgeting and help them stick to that plan?
Oh, it's great these days, Stephen. There are so many tools out there. They range from really basic paper worksheets all the way up to apps. So the CISIP webpage, so at CISIP.com, has a downloadable budgeting worksheet, which you can find by clicking on the Find a Form or Calculator link on the website. This one's great because it works well with a mid-month military pay statement. It has all the same categories already in there. There are lots of worksheets. Find one you like or make your own. For those who like the tech, there are also some great tech options. Our partner, Bank of Montreal, offers the Canadian Defense Community Banking Program. They have a feature called Insights on their app that helps you to look at your spending. You can look at your average spending. You can compare different months. You could even see your spending by categories, such as groceries, transportation, and eating out. It'll even tell you when something's changed, like you're eating out more often or your subscription costs have climbed. Besides that, there are also good apps for your smartphone or your computer. Mint, You Need a Budget, Wallet, and Good Budget are all great apps. Do a search. There are lots out there that all have different features. The secret is finding one that you can like so that you know you'll use. It's kind of having someone alongside you helping you manage the numbers. It takes a little of the pressure off you and your calculator, and yet often provides information with kind of a graphical look, makes it easy to see how you're doing, and you can watch your progress over time.
Tricia, thank you for this.
Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Tricia French is a CISIP financial counselor based in Edmonton. Please contact an advisor today at CISIP.com to review your financial plan and set you on a path to financial health.